time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit research community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are some of the things we're going to be learning about in this week's Stargazer?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So Jupiter is still with us during the sunset. Look directly overhead to find the largest planet in our solar system. Almost as soon as the sun begins to set in the west, Komohana, Mars will rise on the east horizon, Hikina. Not long after that, Saturn will be rising later on in the evening, followed by Venus at dawn. So the moon is at its fullest tonight. After that, we will see it start to wane, and then the sky will get a little darker towards the end of the week.
Awesome. How about things that are satellites?
Right. Your challenge for this week's Stargazers is to spot the Hubble Space Telescope tonight. It will be passing from the west-southwest horizon to the north-northwest at around about 8:23 p.m.
And we take a trip back up to the Mauna Kea summit where there's some research going on involving the planet Venus.
That's right, Dave. A local connection this week between the 16th and 21st of April, the Canada-France-Hawaii telescope atop Mauna Kea will be conducting some very strange observations. They will be looking at the planet Venus. The CFHT will be studying the clouds of Venus to see how the winds change hour by hour. They will be doing this in cooperation with the European Space Agency's Venus Express spacecraft, which is currently orbiting the planet. Now, here's the weird part. CFHT will be conducting these observations during the day. It just so happens that Venus rises in the morning and will be visible to CFHT till around about noon. This type of daytime work is not only unusual, it's also incredibly dangerous. If sunlight were to fall directly onto the 3.5-meter mirror, it could cause massive damage to the dome and the telescope. Just imagine being in the way of a 3.5-meter space-age magnifying glass as it focuses concentrated beams of sunlight onto you. But don't worry, folks. The local boys and girls at CFHT are highly trained professionals. They've done this type of thing before, and they know exactly what they're doing. I can't wait to hear their results.
And Christopher, that location, that's visual observation, or do they have other methods that they use there?
It certainly is. It's visual observation.
We appreciate the heads up, and thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.